Last weekend, I gave a talk to some of the parishioners from here, and some from Holy Family, and some from St. Thomas. And the subject was on discipleship, which is in the end what the gospel today is about, from St. Matthew. When he says to us, we are called to be a light to the world, the light to the world. So one of the questions I asked the folks that were there was, who knows somebody that's left the church? And the people in the group, some of you have already raised your hand. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Because almost every single person there raised their hand. Almost every single person raised their hand. And so that drew us right into the discussion of Jesus saying to us in the Gospel of Matthew at the very end, he says, full authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do all that I have commanded you, and know that I'm with you to the end of the age. That's really what he's asking us to do by holding our light of faith up. He's asking us to make disciples. To make disciples. I was sharing with the priest at our priest conference that we know the part about baptizing. We've got that down. We got it. If it wiggles, we baptize it. And said with humor, but also said with, yes, that's part of who we're called to be as church. The sacraments are important to us. That's why we're here in Mass right now. That's why we're celebrating this Eucharist. But there's a piece of it also that is needed for us to be able to hold our candles really high. Our candles of faith. Our candles of hope. And our candles of love in Jesus Christ. And that is, all of us are called to become disciples of Jesus Christ and to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Imagine if every single one of our young people here at Our Lady of the Gulf had somebody walking with them as a disciple maker. As an Ananias person, as a companion in faith, as someone that can lead them in faith and guide them in faith and help them in faith. But let me come back around. Parents, and we've got some little ones here. Bless your children every day. That's how you celebrate their baptism. Bless them every day. Pray with them every day. Pray with them every day. And I'm not just talking about the blessing, you know, bless us the Lord, and he's like, yes, we're about to receive our body, pray for our Lord. I'm talking about pray with them. Pray with them. Share faith with them, because you are the first teachers. You'll find that your children will appreciate the blessing. And for those of you whose children are away, pray for them. But also, bless them. Bless them. And if you talk to them on the phone, bless them. Because that's your way of holding the light of Christ in front of them. Bless them. Bless them. And if they're open, pray with them. Pray with them. The phone is not going to melt in your hand. Trust me. Trust me. Pray with me. The story that I ran across is a true story. It actually could have happened here. It would have happened back in the 60s. And there was a young girl that was in high school. And she got a summer job. And the summer job was to clean some rooms in a particular motel. And this particular occasion, she had 10 rooms to clean. And the people had the option to say, clean the room or not clean the room on certain days. So there's one particular fellow that said, no, don't clean my room today, just give me some fresh towels. And that happened 2 days in a row. And then finally, he said, yeah, come on in, it's fine. And so he actually helped her make the bed, and she found out his name, and he had a simple bag with him, and began a little conversation. So later that day, he, or she, was walking to church because she actually was a young person that went to Mass every day. And he happened to be passing in his car, and he said, can I give you a lift home? And she said, no, I'm going to church. I'm going to church. We said, can I give you a lift there? And she said, okay. She got in the car. She went to church. They entered the church. He genuflected. She genuflected. He sat in the pew. And he never looked up once during the entire Mass. Not once. And then when she looked up after receiving communion, he was gone. He was gone. So the next day, she went to that particular room where Mr. Smith was, and there was a note for her with something in the envelope. And the note read, Jean, you know, I came here because I was struggling in my relationship with my wife. And I had told my wife, I'm going to take a week off, and I'm going to pray about this. And so he said, you know, when you got in the car, and I peppered you with questions on, do you go to communion every day? Do you go to Mass every day? Why do you go to Mass every day? Do you like the homily? Do you like going to Mass? Do you like all that? I was really revealing myself because I haven't been to church in 10 years. And your faith has brought me to the church. And your faith has enabled me to approach Jesus finally and ask him, what do I need to do with my marriage to heal it? And he revealed to me in church what I needed to do. So I've gone home, back to my wife, to bring healing and peace to her and my family. Please accept this golden cross and this chain, gold chain, as a statement of appreciation from me, Mr. Smith. Wow. Wow. Those are the kind of moments that we are really called to. Those are the kind of moments. Now, I know we're at a different age, and so young people, I'm not encouraging you to get in the cars with people, okay? But what I am saying is you really do need to hear the call to love your parents and to love one another. I do this in the schools, so I'm inspired to do it now. We'll take the chance. It's an invitation to love each other. So you may not even know the person next to you, but if you do, if they're a spouse or whatever, turn to them, and if you don't know them, introduce yourself. But if you do know them, just simply say, Jesus loves you, and I love you. Smiles that you see are the smiles that we need to give to Jesus as we love one another. We love one another. Let's enter this Eucharist now as a people of prayer, as a people of faith, as a people of hope, and especially as people of love with Jesus Christ, that as we receive him in his body and blood, he may be one with us in love, and we may be one with him in in love forever. And that's an amen.
Amen.
Oh, you just hurt me. And that's an amen.